it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So appropriate for this dude. A Ray Charles song for Mike Preston. Joining us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody in there?
All right. Doing well.
Did I ever tell you my story about this song? And I'll be brief. Like in high school in drama class, we had to imitate somebody in a performance. And I did Ray Charles, this song, What I Say. And I was going great. My teacher said I would have got an A until I turned the page to see the rest of the lyrics at the end. And she goes, that's something Ray wouldn't have done. That you're blind. Yeah. So I got an A minus. Thanks.
Mike, you played a high level of college football. And we've heard a lot from the Cleveland Browns this week. And Kyle Hamilton said you shouldn't need bulletin board material. Has another team ever sent bulletin board material your way? And if so, did it do anything for you for that game?
You always look at it, and you just keep going, and it motivates you through the practice during the week. But it all comes down to, Robin, we talked about this last week. Everyone kept saying, oh, they're going back to Buffalo, and they lost that game. It wears off in 15 minutes, and then you're just out there playing against each other. That's the way it goes. But I wouldn't want to be the safety or the corner that says that about Derrick Henry.
Yep.
He's way too big. All right. And I'm not tackling his big butt running 6'5. He's 6'5, 253, running a 4'3, 4'4 in the open field. And, nah. Hey, Grant Delpit, be quiet. Sometimes, man, you got to leave well enough alone. I wouldn't want that nightmare coming at me.
Yeah, and he'll slow down just to give you a stiff arm into the turf. At the very least.
Yeah, and he will do it on purpose, and we will all laugh. And come on, man, you can talk about their secondary all you want, you know. And they made some comments this week, and it was all justified because their secondary was terrible. But he rushed for 9.1, 9.4 yards a carry. I'm not messing with that guy, man. No.
All right, so what concerns you about the Browns? Does it start with Myles Garrett?
What concerns me about the Browns, one, offensively, is Joe Flacco. I mean, and the Ravens got to get a pass rush. You got to move the quarterback. Josh Allen is a different breed. It's the new breed in the NFL, guys being mobile, being able to move around. But Joe is the kind of guy that's still going to throw from the pocket. You got to move him. And I thought last weekend, I went back and watched the film, the Ravens. I didn't see any exotic blitzes. I didn't see Kyle Hamilton coming off the edge. I didn't see Marlon Humphrey coming off the edge. I saw him play pretty vanilla. And they can't get a pass rush. Did Odafe Owe, all right, you guys, did he play in that game?
I think he had
he was on the field. He didn't play.
Yeah. Kyle Van Noy had like 4 or 5 tackles, and I thought he played well against the run. But as far as getting a rush, no. And, you know, John Harbaugh talked about, and Zach Ward both talked about lane integrity. Guys, you can talk all you want about lane integrity. Here's the deal. You better have a pass rusher who can beat somebody's butt one-on-one, and they don't have that guy right now.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Speaking of guys who were disappointing, Jair Alexander, he needs a bounce-back game in a major way because – not only was he, you know, not all this advertised, he was kind of a liability on Sunday.
Yeah, he needs to get his butt practice. You know, hey, Rob, we all know, and all of us have coached, there's a difference between practice speed and game speed.
Yeah.
All right, and when you're practicing and you got coaches, you can walk out there and stop practice anytime you want and hold it up for 20 seconds and make your corrections. In a game, it changes. And it's a fast tempo, fast pace, and he's got to get used to that. And when you take off 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks before that, and then you don't practice, and then practice the Monday before the Buffalo game, he got exactly what we thought he was going to get. He was going to get beat, and he did.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you see is, I mean, this whole 30th anniversary of the team stuff, the controversy of doing it during this game, the Browns fans are all fired up. Does any of this matter at all as far as changing the temperature of this game? I just think the Ravens are going to curb stomp these guys.
Well, you know, the Browns ought to shut up and get their own history. All right? You haven't won a Super Bowl. You haven't won anything. What have they won?
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
You know what I mean? I would get irritated and a little ticked off. Yeah, because the Ravens have a history. They've won 2 Super Bowls. You guys haven't won anything. Yeah. So I understand them being ticked off. I understand them being mad.
Mike, all right, that's not true. They won the right to pick first a couple times.
Yes, they did. But hey, man, establish your own history. Get out there and win some games. You can't even find a quarterback. All right? You got a 40-year-old guy playing quarterback for you. That tells you something about your franchise right there.
Mike, do we have any? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Rob.
Real quick, Mike, I found out yesterday, you probably already knew this, the Ravens planned this before the schedule even came out. They didn't even know the Browns were going to be a part of this.
Man, let me tell you something. They've been talking about this for a long, long time. I mean, it's 30 years. I heard about it. I knew about it. And good for them. And you know something? I love seeing Ozzie Newsome coming out of that tunnel with Ray Lewis and Jonathan Ogden. All right? I mean, I was there from the beginning, so I appreciate that. I want to see it. And Cleveland, if you don't like it, stay home. All right? Go to your dog pound. All right? But no, it's time to celebrate. Yeah, 30 years, 2 Super Bowls, and there's like, what, 14 teams that have never won a Super Bowl? No, it's a good time to celebrate, guys.
Do you know the last time the Browns won a championship, Jim Brown was still playing. Leroy Kelly was his backup, who was my favorite player when I was a kid.
Well, what was it, like 1964?
64.
Like
that's 64 is they won the last championship. Yep.
Yeah, he knew who he meant. Leroy. Anyway.
So. Leroy went to Morgan, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hey, Mike, do we learn anything? Like, let's say the Ravens come in, do what they're supposed to do. They win a game, nothing special, nothing dramatic. Do we learn anything from this weekend, or do you think it's really going to take that Detroit game and that Kansas City game to see what we have here?
I think you learn to mix and match pass rushers and coverage. That's what they learn defensively. Trenton Simpson, Buchanan on the outside. Keep an eye on that one. That may change because you didn't see Trent Simpson playing a lot in the second half of that game. To me, that was a heads up right there. Offensively, they scored 40 points, man. You score 40 points, you're supposed to win games. All right? I got no complaints with their offense. I mean, some of those guys, I mean, what, Mark Andrews had one catch, 5 yards. I mean, he might be a little ticked off, but for the most part, they ran up and down the field until the end, but no complaints with their offense. Defense, they have to make some adjustments, and we'll see what happens.
All right, give me a winner and a score.
Oh, Ravens win 31-23 or 28-21, somewhere in there. But I don't see the Browns being much. And plus, the Browns always play the Ravens tough at home.
Yep.
They're on the road celebrating the Ravens' 30th year in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And they stole your franchise, okay? I get it. I understand why you're angry, but establish your own history. I don't care what anybody says. Go win, all right? Just go win.
Hey, Mike, we have you on Monday, right, in studio?
I'll be there, Rob.
Thanks a lot. Can't wait. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.